Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 19th of June, and partly sunny morning on 30 degrees Celsius here in Auroville. Today we can expect mostly cloudy, and over the night a thunderstorm in parts of the area this evening. Otherwise warm with considerable cloudiness, with chance on precipitation on 54% and chance on thunderstorm on 60% with expected 3 mm of precipitation. Temperatures from low of 28 to high of 38 with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Southern winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminate on 32%. Today we are invited to a presentation at Sustainable Livelihood Institute at 4 p.m. on redesign training process for Rural Development Institutes of Tamil Nadu government. Sustainable Livelihood Institute has been set up by Tamil Nadu government in partnership with the Auroville Foundation and has been invited to redesign the existing training processes in 6 rural development institutes run by the state, including the 5 Regional Institutes of Rural Development and the Premium State Institute of Rural Development. So SLI will engage with the Tamil Nadu government on this year-long project to redesign their curriculum, pedagogy and institutional process. The scope of works will include a thorough study of the current status of this institute, development of a restructuring plan and facilitation of the change process. This is an opportunity to bring Auroville's experience and lessons learned in designing unique learning methodologies and designing sustainable processes to Tamil Nadu and influence the rural development processes throughout the state. Aurovillians with experience in facilitation and designing of processes and pedagogies are invited to participate and contribute to this project. On today's presentation, we'll outline the scope of participation. Otherwise, this week it will be in International Yoga Day on 21st of June, which is Wednesday. And Youth League has prepared a full day activities for that occasion, because as Shrivinda said, all life is yoga. This is a special event internationally, and it's very relevant for India and Auroville in light of Shrivinda's integral yoga. So we are warmly invited to a community gathering for a collective meditation and sun salutation as invocation for the day, followed by a series of events at Savitri Bhavan and closing with a sunset meditation at the Mathra Mandir Banyan. But they will start already on Tuesday, 20th of June, with movie Introduction to the Integral Yoga prepared by Telos Group at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. On Wednesday, it will go like that. Meditation and Surya Namaskar at 5:15 at Mathra Mandir Amphitheater. At 7 a.m. at Savitri Bhavan Sanskrit Mantra Chanting. At 8:30 a.m. exhibition of words of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother on Integral Yoga and book release, An Introduction to Integral Yoga by Ashish Joshi. And he will continue with inner workshop, Introduction to the Integral Yoga of Sri Aurobindo. At 12, we can listen to Savitri recordings by the Mother with music of Sanilda, prepared by Dana Lakshmi. And at 4 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, the newest of Sri Aurobindo's Integral Yoga and its connection to Auroville. That's an opportunity to an informal sharing amongst Aurovillians of diverse ages and backgrounds. At 6 p.m. yoga dance performance and Mudra Chi collective practice at Mathra Mandir Fountain with Tatiana and Anandi. At 6:30 p.m. under the banyan tree, meditation. And they will conclude at 7 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan with the film Yoga of the Earth with comments by the Mother. For the same day, Ilangarkar Educational Center is planning to organize a day-long yoga session starting 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. without a break, Akanda Yoga, Toda Yoga. At any given time, there will be a few students concentrating on yoga exercises. This program will be guided by Mr. N. Janaki and B. Anandu, yoga teacher of the school. Also at Sustainable Livelihood Institute, they will celebrate International Yoga Day with the following activities. At 8:15 a.m. yoga session at SLI campus with special session for staff of SLI and other Auroville institutes. At 10 a.m. karma yoga, perfection at work is a definition of yoga, a discussion. And then at 11 a.m. session on yoga for rural community members. participants from training program on health and well-being from SLI. Pondicherry State Level Basketball Tournament in Oroville is coming up at New Creation Sport Ground, jointly organized by Lotus and Fraternity Basketball Clubs. The tournament will be going on 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th and 30th of June and 1st and 2nd of July from 6:30 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. and from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And we all are cordially invited to come watch the hair-splitting, nail-beating action. Upasana is inviting us on 24th and 25th of June at Unity Pavilion and Upasata Design Studio on Desi Cotton Workshop, or Importance of Growing Local Cotton Seed Varieties, a two-day workshop with experts from the field of textiles and farming to empower ourselves and spread awareness about the cotton industry and fashion. India being the second largest producer of cotton and fashion being the second largest polluting industry, there is much to be learned and understood about where we stand. They bring together textile and fashion enthusiasts, designers, social workers, farmers, businessmen, environmentalists and everyone with interest in the country's future to discuss, brainstorm and participate in this hands-on workshop. Activities involving natural dyeing, upcycling and conscious styling will be hosted during the workshop. You need to register at office@upasana.in. And here's some good news from the Acres for Oroville, informing us that campaign donations have helped the land board in meeting the cost of the recent land purchase and exchange that brought 10.37 new acres in the immediate grain belt of Oroville at the end of May. This success now makes total 15 new plots for the unified and harmonious development of Oroville as a result of Acres for Oroville donations. So let us continue to grow our 50th birthday gift for the City of Dawn, the material base for Oroville to flower into beautiful and inspiring creation upon earth. From Oroville Public Bus Team comes information that they stopped temporarily the bus trips on Sundays to Shirima Beach from 11th of June to 9th of July. And they will function again on 16th of July, Sunday at 9 a.m. from Verity as usual. And here's also an announcement from Solar Kitchen and PTDC. That from Wednesday 21st to Sunday 25th, the delivery entrance cow crossing area at Solar Kitchen PTDC has to be enlarged and nobody can enter there. Oroville informs us that for 2 weeks from 10th of June to 25th of June, they will be closed and they will reopen on Monday 26th of June. And here's an interesting scientific news on discovery in Morocco, which points to the oldest Homo sapiens fossil found so far. An international team of researchers uncovered 300,000 years old fossil bones of Homo sapiens, a find that is approximately 100,000 years older than any other previously discovered Homo sapiens fossils. The team noted that the fossil revealed a complex revolutionary history of mankind that likely involved the entire African continent. So they used to think that there was a cradle of mankind 200,000 years ago in East Africa, but new data revealed that Homo sapiens spread across the entire African continent about 300,000 years ago. Long before the out-of-Africa dispersal of Homo sapiens, there was a dispersal within Africa. And this discovery also indicates that modern human origin was likely a pan-African event rather than being concentrated in East Africa. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian action history, The Ghazi Attack, made in India in 2017 by writer and director Sankalp Reddy. Tomorrow, German documentary Music, Like Air to Breathe, made in Germany in 2005, directed by Ruth Olshan. And on Wednesday, informative documentary, Amongst White Clouds, made in China and Canada in 2005. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read. One can progress through meditation, but through work provided, it is done in the right spirit, one can progress 10 times more. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.